This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to go through a ton of information, but let me first just say that we are into our third month of the peak demand for senior care. So, and I've talked about this a million times before, so let's just make it 1,000,001. So the peak demand for all senior care is January, February, and March. And so here we are, March the 1st, and we're into that third month. I am encountering long waiting lists everywhere. So when I say this, some people may say, "Oh, he's just overhyping that or over dramatizing that." No, I'm not. So I'm working right now with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with many clients, many families who want to move this summer or this fall, but we're doing our homework right now. We're out looking at our options. We're making some decisions. We're getting our name on some waiting lists, and then we're managing the wait list and the timing so that we're not waiting until the last second. And then, we need to move. We need to find a place. And then we can still do that, but we're kind of limited to the places that have space available. We're trying to avoid that. Here we are in the third month of that peak demand. So we're going to open up the fire hose here. When should you consider moving from home to a senior care community? I'm going to just fly through this. And in fact, this is the most frequently asked question I've had since 2002. Steve, when do you move? We don't want to move too soon, you know, too early. We don't want to wait too long. We want to get it right. How do you do that? So I'm saying that, you know, there are some things that should trigger that conversation. I mean, sometimes it's pretty obvious, but more often than not, it is not so obvious. So number one, when there's a safety issue at home, right? So if we have some sort of a safety issue, number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you got to do something about that. You cannot wait for that. So, because now you have two people in decline, you got to do something about it. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, and I think most of you do by now, I am a huge, huge fan of home care, in-home assistance. I'm a huge fan. You could bring in a home care company, and between their help and your family and friend caregivers, you can remain independent at home for years and years to come. But when that need rises to 24 hours, we're looking at $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I don't care how much money you have, that's a lot of money. So it just may not make sense. So when the cost of home care becomes just too expensive and other home services to help you remain in your home. So that should trigger the conversation. And then number four, when the care that you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from the care provider to the care manager, meaning let's go out, let's find a great place that can provide, you know, professional 24-hour care for your loved one, and then your role will change to the care manager and the care advocate. So watch over your loved one, make sure the staff knows everything they need to know to provide the best care for your loved one. And you can even notice yourself starting to move back to your traditional role as the loving spouse, the loving son, the loving daughter, in my case, the loving grandson. Okay, so those things should trigger that conversation. So let's say you've made the decision, and now what do you do? You're like, oh my gosh, there's so many places. One of these days, I'm just going to do a bunch of Google searches and show you. But I mean, you could. I should do it right now. Maybe I'll do it on the break. But you can type in, you know, long-term care Kansas City or nursing home Kansas City, assisted living Kansas City, Alzheimer's or dementia Kansas City, memory care Kansas City, and come up with hundreds of thousands of results, if not millions of results on one search. What are you supposed to do with that? Okay, and there are several hundred options just in the KC metro area. And we're not some giant metroplex like Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or some of these places. We're a decent-sized place, but we're not that big, right? So what are you supposed to do with all that? So I just want to cover what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search. So number one. What level of care will you require? And when I talk about level of care, I've standardized my vocabulary. The market has not. I'm trying to get them there. Kicking and screaming. I'm trying to get them there. But when I say level of care, I relate that directly to licensure. And what license is driving the care that they are providing? And you have several different levels of care. I'll just talk about the primary four. So you have long-term care. That's the medical model. Some people still refer to that as a nursing home. Now, say the industry does not care for that term too much because it comes with a lot of negative baggage. I will also remind the industry that that is baggage well earned, so don't get mad if somebody calls it a nursing home, okay? So, but I generally have turned that corner and generally still refer to that as long-term care. Some people call it skilled nursing. Some people call it the health center. Who knows what it is. But that is the highest level of care. That's that medical model, long-term care. Do you need assisted living? So you have that assisted living level of care. And again, I relate that directly to the state licensure. And the state would grant a license to an assisted living provider. And that assisted living provider must operate within that state's licensure. And they must have so much staffing and they must offer, A, B, C, and D. So it drives the care that you provide. Do you need the level of care that would fall into the residential care level of care? So in Kansas and Missouri, and a lot of other states as well, an RCF, residential care facility, what that is, generally speaking, there are some exceptions, but generally speaking, a residential care facility is essentially assisted living, but it's on the lighter side of the care. There's less staffing. Residents, generally speaking, are a little higher functioning, maybe a little more independent. They still need some help. There are some exceptions to that. But generally speaking, residential care would be assisted living light, if you will. And then in Kansas, we have something that's called Home Plus. A lot of other places might just call it assisted living with a limited occupancy number. But in Home Plus, and this is very, very popular all around the country at this point, is care provided literally in a house. So you're living in a ranch-style house. and there are a number of bedrooms there. They can accommodate care for 4 to 6 residents, up to maybe 12 residents. Living in a ranch-style house, everyone gets together and eats family style. You have a living room, a dining room. You have a back patio area, maybe a deck. You've got your own bedroom. You may have your own ensuite bath, or you may have a shared bathroom situation with 2 or 3 of the bedrooms. Now, in the Kansas City area, most of the Home Plus communities were limited to, not limited to, but specialized in memory care. But now we have some Home Plus providers popping up that will provide just general care at that assisted living level. It's just, it's in a house. So talk about a home style setting, being comfortable with that, and smelling the cookies when someone's baking in the kitchen, and all those sort of things. They've got that down. And you get care provided at that home type of an environment. So what to determine before beginning your search? Don't go out and do the old shotgun and just drive by a place and go in and talk to them and waste 2 hours of your time and theirs. Don't go do that. Do not do that, okay? You're just wasting your time. You need to know about your level of care and 3 other really important factors before ever thinking about beginning your search. If you think this sounds complicated, that's because, frankly, it is. If you need help with that, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. We can help you. We'll walk with you along with this really, really difficult search and selection process. We make a difficult situation and process very simple. You notice I didn't say easy. We make it simple. If you need help, give us a call. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities have a separate memory care neighborhood. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. And now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities have a separate memory care neighborhood. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Now let me say, and I'm gonna address this a little bit later on. I'm gonna talk about memory care. I think it's an often misused term. I'm gonna try to make sense of it for you in a way that hopefully will stick. Because that term, memory care, man, that thing's all over the board out there. So if you stick around, I'm going to try to make sense of that for you. But let me say, not all assisted living communities have a separate memory care neighborhood or memory care unit or whatever you want to call it. Okay, they all provide care for residents with maybe a certain level of dementia. Okay, that's just kind of understood. But once that level increases to the point where we have some behaviors or some issues like elopement or overstimulation and some of the agitation, et cetera, wandering, et cetera, then you need the memory care neighborhood, and not all of them have that. So I'll discuss that later. Stick around. That's known in the biz as a teaser. How about that? So, all right. So what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? Folks, if you do this exercise and you spend some time thinking this through, this is going to save you dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. The average person or family who go out and try to do this on their own, and they don't just have to take the first place available. They're trying to do their homework. They're trying to get it right. Guess how long they're spending on this search and selection process? This has been reported to me over and over again. 50 to 100 hours of your time. Now, guaranteed, there's some folks listening to this that just said, oh, Steve, that's, oh, come on now. That's not true. You're exaggerating that. And also guaranteed, there are people listening to this saying, oh, yeah, that's straight up true. Yeah, we spent more than that on it. So I'm just telling you, I'm trying to save you dozens and dozens of hours of time. So what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? What level of care do you need? Long-term care and assisted living would be the two primary levels of care there. And then number two, what type of care do you need? Well, Steve, what do you mean by that? Okay, well, here's what I mean. You have your level of care. The two primary ones would be long-term care and assisted living. You have those others available as well. But then what type of care? So I just break it down. I speak in English, and I try to speak very plainly and hopefully in a way that is understood by most people. So the type of care, general care. I don't get fancy with this stuff. General, good old everyday care. So do you just need general, good old everyday care, general care? Do you need memory care? And I'll talk about that in a little bit as far as exactly what that is, what it means, what it does, what it offers, who it's for. Okay, do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need to go to a senior care community with your Medicare benefit, receive skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care? That's a very specific type of care that has to be offered in a very specific type of community. Do you need hospice care? Do you need respite care? Okay. So what level of care do you need? What type of care do you need? General care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, mental health care, hospice care, respite care. So you have to determine both of those things. And by the way, you can have different types of care at one level of care. So one level of care can offer, I'll just tell you this right now, long-term care can offer general care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, mental health care, hospice care, and respite care. The assisted living level of care can offer general care, memory care. It cannot offer skilled nursing and rehab. It can offer mental health care, hospice care, respite care. How about that? Okay, boy, does that sound complicated? Again, it's because it is. This is why Senior Care Consulting was ever created, to help families through this difficult and often overwhelming search and selection process. We do this every single day. So we roll out the red carpet. We can help you through this. And we'll make sure that we're looking at the right places, the perfect fit for you or your loved one, and we'll make sure that you get it right the first time. All right, number three, the 800-pound elephant in the room. How are we going to pay for this? So the payment methods, private pay. If you hear the term private pay, that just means you're writing a check for it. Okay, you are using your own resources to pay for your care. And later on in the program, I'm going to come up with some average monthly costs. You want to put your coffee down when I review those, and you may want to pull your car over because I don't want to cause any swerving or jerking of the steering wheel or any choking on hot coffee. So private pay, you're using your own resources. Medicare, what will Medicare pay for? How do you qualify for that? How long will it pay? Medicaid, what is Medicaid? How do you qualify for Medicaid? What will it pay for and how long will it pay? What about long-term care insurance? Do you have long-term care insurance policy? Do you know how to read it? Is your agent still even an agent and in touch with you? Just about every single person I've worked with, not all of them, but the majority of them, their agent is long gone and but it's okay. It's okay. You just call the 800 number customer service and we can get all of our answers there. But at Senior Care Consulting, we help you read and understand your long-term care insurance policy to know what it's going to cover. If there are any questions, we'll get on a phone call with you and your long-term care insurance company. And with your permission, we can be on the phone call with you and discuss the benefits. What about VA aid and attendance benefit? Are you a veteran? Do you qualify? How much does it pay per month? What if you are the surviving spouse of a veteran? Does that benefit transfer to you? And if so, how do you qualify and how much will it pay? Location is the next thing you must determine. We all want to be as close as possible. But the question is, how far out are you willing to drive for your loved one to get the best care in the best place? That's really the question. So what are our location parameters? And then any personal preferences and needs that are very, very specific to you or your loved one. So again, what to determine before ever thinking about beginning your search? The level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. And coming up, I'm going to start to unpack the different levels of care, exactly what they offer, and their costs. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I know I have a ton of longtime listeners, and they're like, Steve, I think I've heard you talk about this before, but this is a great review. And so I thank you. It really is a great review, and there's just so much to this that I think it's important to review this from time to time. But there are also a lot of new listeners, and again, we're in the third month of that peak demand, so there are so many people still in the market, flooding the market, looking for a place. And so the timing is really important here. So we talked about, first of all, When should you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? Once you've made that decision to move, then what to determine before ever beginning your search? And now, I want to talk about the primary levels of care, what they are, what they offer, and then I'll get into some of the monthly costs. Okay, so the first entry, and it's not even, they don't provide care at all, but is the first entry into the world of senior care communities. It's called independent living. So a candidate for independent living is going to, it's really more of a lifestyle change. Okay, so I work with so many individuals and couples, and they live in their house. They raise their kids there. All the kids are long gone. We've got grandkids and everyone scattered around the country. And they're like, Steve, we use about 15% of our house. We haven't even been upstairs in like several, 6 months or something. And we don't use our basement anymore. We use this main area. And this is it. These are the three or four little areas that we use. And it's getting too much to keep up. And we're just tired of it. We want to get out from underneath that responsibility of home ownership. And so independent living is a good option. So an independent living apartment, and some of them could be, villas, freestanding, villas or homes, duplexes, fourplexes, et cetera. The majority of the inventory would be an apartment. And these are nice. These are very nice apartments. And everyone there is retired. And just you kind of get to let your hair down. You move into this very nice apartment and you let your hair down. You never have to worry about the roof leaking and mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and replacing the water heater and just and the HVAC and on and on and on and on. All the stuff that I'm dealing with right now, independent living is kind of sounding pretty good to me right about now. So, again, lifestyle change. You move into independent living, you let your hair down, and you just relax. You just live. You have fun. They provide usually always one meal per day. They might provide a couple of meals per day. I've been to a few that provide all three. Some of them have dining dollars or points that you can use whenever you want. But they provide at least a meal a day. So maybe the main meal per day, and so that just takes the cooking burden off your shoulders. However, in your independent living apartment, it's still fully furnished and equipped. So you can cook whatever you want in your own apartment anytime you want. There are also socialization opportunities. You have transportation out to the grocery store once a week, out to a Kohl's or a Target or Walmart or whatever to get, just general shopping every week. There are activities to go on, but it's a lifestyle change. That's that entry level. There's no care. There's not one bit of care provided there. Okay. But it's, you have that lifestyle change with those benefits that I just discussed. All right. I'm going to skip over the wide center lane here of assisted living. I'm going to skip over that just for a second. And I wish I could show you a graphic. We're going to have to start doing some videotaping of these shows, because I think you would get more out of it if I could show you some graphics here. I do presentations all the time with companies and different groups, church groups and civic groups and chamber of commerce groups and companies and et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's more effective with the graphics. But just follow along with me and I'll describe this best I can. So we have independent living on the left side. On the right side is the highest level of care. That's that long-term care level of care. Again, some people refer to it as a nursing home or skilled nursing or the health center. That's the highest level of care. It's a medical model. Okay, and that's the highest level of care. The center lane of all of that is, I put a very wide lane graphically for a specific reason. It's called assisted living. So if you look at that progression, you have independent living. In the center, you have assisted living. Then on the right-hand side, that highest level of care is long-term care. So assisted living, and again, this is the level of care that I connect directly to its licensure. It is a social model. It is not a medical model. It isn't. Most of these places don't even have a nurse 24 hours a day because they're not required to. Now, some of them do, and that's why there's a wide range graphically here. I'll get to that in a second. But it's a social model, and there's a don't get me wrong, there's a tremendous amount of support offered at the assisted living level of care, primarily designed to help you with your activities of daily living. So if you ever hear the term ADL, that's activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. Now, you may not need help with all of those things, or maybe you need a little help with one and a lot of help with the other. Okay, but those are the big four: bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They can also help you with your incontinence management if that would be needed. To a point, you have to be aware and you have to be able to help out with that. But they can help you out with that to a point. They also, and this one's huge, they also distribute your medications. They manage your medicine. They order it. They reorder it. They give it to you. Make sure you get the right medicine on time every time. They document it. If changes need to be made, they talk to the doctor. They'll order the different medicine, and they take care of all that stuff for you. They also make all of your meals at this point. So they do all the cooking, provide all of your meals, snacks, hydration, all of those sort of things. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement, which is awesome. Doctors make house calls to assisted living communities. They will come into the community and even into your apartment. They make house calls to save you the trip out. How convenient would that be? They also have other specialists, maybe a podiatrist, it could be a dental hygienist, optometrist, audiologist. There are a lot of other professional services that may also come into the building. Each one of these things, places are different, okay? But the doctors make house calls. If you want to see your own family doctor or maybe go out to see a specialist, they have transportation to get you out to those appointments. That is a lot of support. You notice it's not medical in nature, though. Okay? But it's a tremendous amount of support. Now, the reason that graphically I have independent living off to the left in a narrow lane, I've got long-term care off to the right in a narrow lane, and then assisted living takes up probably two-thirds of the page of my graph. That's because assisted living is not a standardized model. Long-term care is. They all provide the same. They all basically provide the same thing. Now, some deliver better results than others, but it's a very standardized model. Assisted living is not. You have a lot of leeway in the assisted living level of care. So you can choose to be a little bit light on your care. And so graphically, that assisted living community would be over a lot closer to that independent living line. Some assisted living communities offer they're actually approaching the long-term care level of care. So they're leaning way over to the right, approaching that long-term care line. And oh, by the way, everything in between. Okay, so that makes, just because of that discrepancy and that wide variance there, this makes trying to find the right assisted living community the second most difficult level of care to find on your own. Again, if this sounds complicated, it's because it is. Now, as Senior Care Consulting, we have a firm grasp on all of this. We live, eat, and breathe this every single day, 24 hours a day. We have for over 22 years. If you need help with that, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I'll discuss what is available at the long-term care level of care, some of the costs per month, and then I'm going to discuss memory care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I'm talking about the three primary options when you decide to move from your home to a senior care community. We talked about independent living. We talked about assisted living. Just wanted to come back and touch on long-term care just for a second. So what's the difference, the big difference between assisted living and long-term care? Assisted living is that social model that helps you with your activities of daily living, help minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication, management, and all the things that I covered last segment. Okay, so long-term care provides all of that plus full medical care. So let's say if someone has skin breakdown and needs an RN or LPN to manage wound care needs. That's a medical need that's provided at the long-term care level. What if you have an indwelling urinary catheter? That falls into the medical category. What if you're a diabetic requiring insulin injections and you need someone else to manage all that for you because you're not capable of doing that? Okay, that falls into that medical category. Now, you always have exceptions. There are a few assisted living communities that have an LPN 24 hours a day. That is the exception, not the rule, and they do offer that. Okay, so that would be one of the assisted living communities on that higher end, again, graphically approaching that long-term care line. All right, and so in long-term care, maybe you need tube feeding. And again, that's one of those items that would fall into medical care. Or And God bless you, but if you're weakened to the point to where it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help move you from point A to point B, that heavy physical care along with that medical care, all of those things would fall into the category of long-term care. So independent living communities, I'm just going to barely touch on this, $3,500 to $5,500, pretty common. I'd say that's right down the middle. Now, some of these places have an entrance fee. I'm not going to get into all that today. Some of them are rental only, but that would be a monthly cost. Assisted living, the average monthly cost is $6,000 to $9,000 per month. You can spend less at some places in some communities around the country. You can spend more for sure, but that $6,000 to $9,000 per month, right down the middle. And then long-term care has two different options. So you have a shared room, so you have a roommate, $8,000 to $9,500 per month. If you want a private room in long-term care, that comes at a premium. Don't wreck, don't choke on your coffee. $11,000 to over $15,000 per month. Those are the costs. So when I talk about long-term care, and I've talked about it many times on the program, I don't think that's it'd be nice to have, or, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful? At this point, at these rates, and they're skyrocketing every day, long-term care insurance is a gotta-have. I think it's a must-have, in my opinion. Maybe we'll unpack that on another show. Okay, let me shift gears and get over here to the term memory care. So what is memory care? Is that a level of care or a type of care? Well, that's a question. I should maybe do another Senior Care Life question of the week, but I'm not going to. We're going to save you the drum roll and all the dramatics, right? Memory care is a special type of care. It's not a level. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Now, for the purposes of this discussion, memory care can be found at the assisted living level of care. It could also be found at the long-term care level of care. Then I mentioned these two other levels earlier on. You could also find memory care at the home plus level of care and the residential care facility level of care. Again, sound confusing? Yep, it is. And memory care is a term that kind of drives me crazy. It is often misused in the marketplace. Gosh, I hear it every single day. And I've heard it so many times from people who work in the business of senior care. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you are not using that term correctly. You are confusing people. Okay, so remember, memory care is a special type of care for an individual or a resident with cognitive impairment. So let me just try to speak English with you here. Let me see if I can do this. There's no script for this. This is just how I describe it and explain it to my clients with senior care consulting. So they're like, well, Steve, I mean, there's memory care and assisted living, and what's the difference? Well, they're not even comparable. Assisted living is a level of care where they help you with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication, incontinence support. They provide all your meals, snacks, and hydration, activities calendar, lots of things to do for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to get you out to see a specialist. That's assisted living. That's not memory care. So let me just do this. You have an individual who needs help getting dressed. They need help with their shower. They could use a little help with their toileting. They have light incontinence, but they do have occasional accidents. They definitely need their medication managed. And they can't cook for themselves anymore, so having the meals provided is fantastic. We're talking about someone at the assisted living level of care. That person needs help with all of those things. Plus, they have cognitive impairment. They have dementia. So they need an environment where they can't wander away and unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. They need an environment that has fewer people, less noise, lower stimulation, more staff available to help. There's so many things that go into proper memory care. Now, if you had someone who needed long-term care, so they needed help with those activities of daily living, plus some medical needs, and, oh, by the way, they also have dementia, okay, you have to address all of those things. So they would help you with all of those things, plus memory care, which, again, we're in a smaller environment, fewer residents, lower stimulation. We have codes on the doors, so you can't wander away and accidentally put yourself in harm's way. I hope that helped out. And again, you can find memory care at all of these different levels of care. If this is overwhelming, I told you I was opening up the fire hose today. If you have questions, don't be shy. Give me a call, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You could also go online. We have a great website at seniorcareconsulting.com. We would be honored to work with you. Or if you just have a question, give us a call. We'd be happy to help. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.